for the open session video gaming meeting. Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Dolan?
Here.
All members present?
We have a quorum, so I call the meeting to order. And Lucy is going to walk outside to see if there's anyone here for the open session.
Oh, that would be an open session.
Hey, Jim.
I'm still bothered.
I know you are.
No one is here for me.
All right, thank you for checking that. Lucy has indicated that there is no member of the public has asked to attend this meeting. Therefore, is there now a motion to go into closed session?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the board go into closed session pursuant to Section 2C, paragraphs 1, 11, 14, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act, and Section 60 of the Riverboat Gambling Act to discuss items on the closed session agenda related to specific personnel, the closed session minutes, investigations, and pending litigation.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries. So we're now in closed session meeting. To me.
Okay.
Thank you, Lucy. All right, and now do we need a motion to adjourn the we're back in open session since we've adjourned the closed session. Is there a motion to adjourn this open session to tomorrow morning, June 13, 2018, approximately 9:30 or so, immediately following the Riverboat open meeting? So, is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
All right, let's go.
Member Dolans?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Note for the record, all members are present.
All right, that gives us a quorum, so I call the video meeting open session to order. First item of business is approval of open session minutes. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of May 24, 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Chairman, report comments. There is an increasing tendency by video gaming licensees or applicants to use FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, and alleged OMA, Open Meetings Act, violations to leverage license applications or defend license discipline, or at least it seems that way to me. For example, last year we received 7 FOIA requests. This year we've already received approximately 150. These FOIA requests and alleged OMA violations do not appear to be motivated by a desire for better or good government. Rather, they are being used to promote or support expand or defend gaming interests. Such use of FOIA and OMA drains board resources at a time when we're already stretched by ongoing video gaming expansion and ongoing regulation of an ever-increasing number of licensed locations. A particular difficulty with OMA is the apparent conflict between Riverboat Gaming Act Section 6D and OMA. 6D says we cannot discuss confidential license application information in open session. OMA says we cannot discuss license application or implies we cannot discuss license application information in closed session. This conflict was originally resolved by an OMA exemption that tracked 6D. That exemption was removed several years ago. In many ways, we voting board members are like judges in deciding gaming licensure issues. But unlike judges, because of this 6D OMA apparent conflict, we're not allowed to freely deliberate issues that come before us as a body if those issues involve confidential information, as many, perhaps most, of the close issues do. If there are any additional gaming responsibilities to be assigned to this board by gaming expansion legislation, this, in my view, this statutory dilemma and conflict needs to be addressed. Are there any other board member comments? All right. The next, Mr. Administrator?
Yeah, just two points. One, because I know everyone likes statistics, we have 6,523 locations, 29,308 VGTs operational. And the second point is just a general comment. We've received, legal staff has received a lot of questions recently about use agreements that were signed before the recent change of Rule 320 in February. And for those new applicants that were licensed from this meeting going forward, we're asking that they provide us with an updated use agreement that complies with Rule 320. If you have any questions with respect to whether it complies or not, you can contact the legal department.
Thank you, Mr. Administrator. All right, next we have manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licensee items, license renewals, Curo Group. And again, investigations and FAU both recommend licensure and have no issues with that. I have no questions about those recommendations, which I have reviewed. If there are no board member questions, is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the supplier license of Curo Group LLC for a period of 1 year expiring in June 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, NRT Technology Corporation. Again, this is a renewal of a supplier license. And again, staff and detailed reports to the board from both investigations and FAU have recommended that we renew these licenses. There are no issues relative to this renewal that I am aware of. Therefore, is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the supplier license of NRT Technology Corporation for a period of 1 year, expiring in June 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Terminal operator licensee items. Initial license, Illinois Interactive Gaming, LLC. Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and review of supplemental information provided to the board by Illinois Interactive Gaming, LLC, I move that the board rescind its May 25th, 2017 denial, issue a terminal operator license to Illinois Interactive Gaming, LLC for a term of 1 year expiring in June 2019, approve a settlement agreement resolving 2017 CH-13232, and delegate to the administrator authority to finalize said agreement.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, this has been a very difficult matter for some time for many of us. And welcome, Ms. Moore.
Thank you. Sorry, Mr. Chairman, we're a little late getting
It's a long way. It's a long way from the back of the room to the front.
That's right. But anyway, Donna Moore, on behalf of Illinois Interactive, and with me today is the owner, Mr. Sunil Puri.
Good morning, Mr. Puri.
Good morning.
As I was saying, this has been a, unless you had, did you have an opening statement or anything? Okay.
No, we were just
all right.
Obviously here for what you're discussing.
This has been a very difficult matter for several months. This petition or application was filed almost 2 years ago, I believe in August of 2016. Due to some technical deficiencies in the application, it was originally denied for what I believe to be good and valid reasons by our very detailed and dedicated staff. These technical deficiencies, I'm advised by staff now, have been satisfactorily addressed. And the applicant, Mr. Puri, has been determined to be eminently licensable. However, there has been an honest debate within the agency as to whether the resolution of these technical deficiencies should be by amendment of the original application or by starting over with a new application. And that debate has been going on for several months. Today, if this motion passes, we resolve that debate in favor of allowing resolution by amended application. I do believe, and have believed for some time, that an amended application is and was the appropriate way to resolve this particular matter and the related litigation. And therefore, I do urge my fellow board members to vote in support of this motion. If there's no other board comments, I'll call the motion. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Opposed.
Hector, you voted?
Aye.
All right. All right. The motion carries 3-1.
Let me just add one minor comment, and maybe not so minor. I might not necessarily agree that I would characterize the deficiencies as only technical. I think our staff did an amazing job in that original application that led to the denial, and I believe that that denial was still valid. I am thrilled today that we've come to some terms, but it's important to note that they did an amazing job in researching this case, and that initial denial was a valid one.
Member Robinson, I appreciate your comments. As you know, we've been in court over this, and we did have some disagreement as to information that was presented to the board and information that we filed. And so I think on that, we might have to agree to disagree, but we are very pleased that we were able to agree on everything else to be here today and to be licensed. And Mr. Puri understands that he is now in a highly regulated industry, and he will run a very good operation, and I think you all will be very happy with his success.
Very good, and good luck to you, Mr. Puri.
Thank you.
All right. License renewals. All right, we have two that are up here, AP Gaming and Golden Route. And once again, investigations and FAU have recommended in detailed reports that both of these TOs, terminal operators, be renewed for a term of 1 year. Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a term of 1 year, expiring in June 2019. AP Gaming LLC, DBA AP Gaming, Golden Route Operations Illinois LLC, DBA Golden Route Illinois.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Chairman, I also, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the terminal operator license of DeRoot LLC for a term of 1 year, retroactive to April 2018, and expiring in April 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
And again, staff, both investigations and FAU, have reviewed this renewal in detail, and I have no concerns or issues relative to the renewal. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, technicians and terminal handlers.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month we staff provided you with 37 applications for technicians and terminal handler licenses, and based on our review of those applications, we are recommending that you approve all 37.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board approve the 37 applications for terminal handler licenses that were submitted to the board since our last meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Second motion.
Staff additionally requested the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed and renewed in June of 2017 and are in compliance with our Video App Gaming Act, the board rules, and have updated their applications and pay their annual fees on time.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who are licensed or renewed in June 2017 and who have properly updated their application, timely paid their annual fees, and are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Video gaming establishment applications, initial licenses, approvals, and denials.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff provided you this month with 108, I believe, establishment applications for your consideration. We are recommending that the board approve 107 of those establishments and authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial to one applicant.
All right, Mr. Administrator, this, I think last month it was like 89, and I think it was 47 or so the month before. Is this a trend or is this catch up?
I think it's a little bit of catch up right now.
All right. And the one denial you're recommending relates to the background investigation issues.
I don't need the detail. Right.
I just would like to confirm that it's a background investigations issue.
Background issues as well as failing to inform us.
And a failure to disclose issue.
Failure to disclose.
All right, is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 107 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year expiring in June 2019 and authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial to Santee Sales Inc. DBA Unique Smoke Shop.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Second motion.
Our second recommendation is that the board renew the licenses of retail, truck stop, veteran, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in June of 2017 and that are in compliance with our act, the board's rules, as well as authorize the administrator to issue notices of non-renewal to 13 locations. Each of those locations have either active tax liabilities or have had a history of somewhat an extensive history of repeated active tax liabilities.
All right, so these are all what we call ATLs.
Right.
And there are 13 of them. All right, is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of retail establishments, truck stop establishments, veteran establishments, and fraternal establishments that were licensed and renewed in June 2017 and have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Act and the Board's rules. And the Board authorized the administrator to issue notices of non-renewal to the following: Aaron B. Hicks, DBA Hickster's Bar and Grill; Beers Showtown USA Inc., DBA Beers Showtown USA; CNF Investment Inc., DBA Diamond Gyms; How Dog Inc., DBA Cactus Country; John's Tavern Inc., DBA John's Tavern; TEJ's Sports Connection Inc., DBA TEJ's Sports Connection; Top Hat Saloon Inc., DBA Bad Kitty's Top Hat Saloon; LaVue Management Corporation, DBA LaVue Bar and Grill; Mexican Honorary Commission, DBA Mexican Honorary Commission; Smoke Trail Barbecue LLC, DBA Smoke Trail Barbecue LLC; Taquerias Olvera Inc., DBA Taquerias Olvera; Lucky's Beef and Dogs LLC, DBA Lucky's Beef and Dogs; and Soundin Safe LLC, DBA The Vault.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary actions.
Mr. Chairman, staff requested the board consider issuing disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment licenses of three locations. These locations have expired liquor licenses and currently do not have active tax liabilities. One location, Laram Alimi, also has an active tax liability and has not been responsive to our attempts to serve a warrant.
And they do not have active VGTs?
They do have active.
I thought these were.
They have either expired liquor licenses and/or a combination of active VGTs. Is that correct?
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
Pardon? What'd you say, Mark?
Not all of them had active VGT, but only one. I don't remember which one.
One is still active, and.
But I mean.
Blarum, Leamy had an active.
VGT is still there. They have an operable.
Why don't we just go, like Charlie's Lounge, that one, they requested the VGT be turned off. Has it been turned off?
I have.
Pardon?
I believe they have been turned off.
Okay. And Mama Mia's.
So the VGT is turned off as well.
Those have been?
I believe so.
And then Goldie's. Pardon?
I don't know about Goldie's.
Okay. But anyway, in any event, staff is recommending revocation.
We are.
Of Charlie's and Mama Mia's. Due to no valid liquor licenses and active tax liabilities. Two reasons. All right. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue disciplinary complaints revoking the retail establishment licenses of Michael Whitaker Sr., DBA Charlie's Lounge, and Blarum Alimi, LLC, DBA Mama Mia's, for failing to maintain the minimum qualifications for licensure. Said actions will take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints, unless answers are properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
We are, staff is next asking that the board consider issuing disciplinary complaint fining Goldie's Bar and Grill $893.39. This location operated VGTs without a valid liquor license in February of this year. That fine amount represents 50% of the net terminal income during the time that the machines were operational without a valid license.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint fining Land of Champagne, Inc., DBA Goldie's Bar and Grill, $893.39 for operating VGTs without a valid liquor license. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints, unless answers are properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, conduct that discredits or tends to discredit the Illinois gaming industry or state of Illinois.
The staff next recommends that the board consider issuing disciplinary complaints revoking the licenses of Burbank Food and Liquor, as well as the other end, for conduct that discredits or tends to discredit the gaming industry.
All right, and you have provided us with detail as to that conduct.
Yeah.
And is it fair to summarize that conduct as alleged criminal behavior?
For both of those establishments, yes.
Alleged serious criminal behavior?
Very serious.
And in one case, there was a failure to disclose the arrest.
Yes, in the other end.
And there's also a active tax liability there as well.
That's correct.
All right, is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment licenses of Burbank Food Liquor and Deli Inc., DBA Burbank Food Liquor and Deli, and The Other End Inc., DBA The Other End, for conduct that discredits or tends to discredit the Illinois gaming industry. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints, unless answers are properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Failure to prevent underage access to VGTs.
Our next recommendation is that the board consider issuing disciplinary complaints finding four establishments for permitting minors to play video gaming terminals. Additionally, one of those locations served alcohol to an underage individual and failed to inform the board of the incident and the resulting fine by the city of Carbondale.
And based on that conduct, the board is recommending a fine of $5,000 per location?
Staff is recommending that, correct.
Well, thank you, staff, for continuing to be vigilant in policing underage gaming. Obviously, we're very, very concerned about that, and I hope the industry realizes that we will continue to be concerned about it. Our resources are stretched pretty thin right now, but this is a priority enforcement issue, and will continue to be. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint finding the following locations $5,000. Matthew Adrian Chumler, DBA Lucky 13, Damaski International Inc., DBA Lacey's Place, number 150-703-775, Don's Cafe, LTD, DBA Don's Beach Hut, and Bulldog Ale House, Inc., DBA Bulldog Ale House. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Did you vote?
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
I had a delay there, Chairman, because this is a real serious matter. And we continue to find the locations, 5,000, but people need to understand that repeat offenders, we will be recommending revocation. I think I've said this in many other meetings, how I believe that allowing such practices just feeds into our problem gambling issues, and whether it's alcohol, letting them play on the VGTs, any of those things for underage individuals. So I'm just asking that the industry just get vigilant about preventing this type of behavior.
Okay. Thank you, Member Robinson. All right, litigation.
Our next and final matter arises from the BMM versus the IGB litigation. In that case, the court enjoined the board from entering into a new contract with GLI, which the board awarded pursuant to our 2016 RFP on both the riverboat and video side. Our current independent testing lab is GLI, as you know. Because a contract with the testing lab is required for us to operate the VGTs and EGDs, the State Procurement Office has permitted us to extend the previous contract with GLI. However, the Procurement Office has now indicated to us that it will no longer extend that contract past June 28th, which is the expiration date. Consequently, staff is requesting that the board authorize staff to work with the State Procurement Office to complete an emergency contract, actually two, that will allow the board to continue using the services of GLI as an independent testing lab pending issuance of a new RFP for those services.
So you're asking for authorization to enter into two emergency contracts?
That's correct. We do have, because we're doing one for the Riverboat side and one for the video side.
Oh, okay. One for each.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Pardon?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into emergency contracts for the service of an independent testing laboratory for video and riverboat as needed until such time as an RFP is issued and a new contract is awarded per such new RFP.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, the motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, are there any other matters for
no
this
other
meeting?
Matters.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, this meeting is adjourned.